So like I promised, Divisible is here. This is what they sound like. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We're back with Divisible. Say hi, Divisible.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, just real quick, how did you end up here? Why are you guys here? Why are you in the studio?
Well, because you invited us.
What would possess me to do something like that?
I don't know. We're kind of trying to figure that out ourselves.
Well, who are you? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Shola, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Albert, and I play drums.
And then the bass and the keyboards are tracks that we are playing to right now, but we're hoping to replace the computer with an actual person in the near future.
Yeah, a human would be nice.
I've worked with humans. Some of them are very friendly. Some of them not so much. But you guys, since you started, have been a two-person act, though. more or less. Yes, I mean, I've seen you play a couple of times, and it's
right,
been
right,
a few
right. Since we've been playing out with the tracks, yeah, we've just been functioning as a two piece since, gosh, I don't know, since
just a few months.
Has it only been a few months?
When we decided to play out as a duo, I mean, Divisible started as a trio, but now we're a duo, and then looking for other people to play, we couldn't find the right person, so we decided just to throw tracks on. And
we were kind of sick of just playing in our practice space all the time, you know, we were looking at each other like, are you sick of doing this? So then we're like, all right, we got to take this outside, so that's when we started just playing along with the computer, and it's actually worked out really well. We had some sound issues, of course, just trying to figure out, you know, how to EQ everything so that live it really comes across the way a full band would. But I think we're starting to get those issues really sorted out, and the sound has really come along, so it's been working
out. And you guys are a relatively new band, right? You started in 2004,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
did
we
you
started
come from other bands?
In 2004, but Albert and I really started in 2005, March of 2005, so we haven't even been together a year yet. So, yeah, we're pretty young. We're a new band. But like I said, I mean, I feel like we've made a lot of progress in that time. You know, I think the songs that we've been writing keep getting better and better. And hopefully we'll find, like, that third missing piece and then, you know, really take it to the next level.
How'd you guys decide that you wanted to make Divisible in the first place? You're, like, sitting around eating a bowl of cereal and you're like, you know, I think I want to make a band.
That's you.
Well, no, I always really loved music, you know, since I was in high school. I used to listen to a lot of, you know, girl rock, like Indigo Girls and Tori Amos and Ani DeFranco. That was kind of the scene that I started in. And so I was always playing these, like, you know, acoustic folk gigs and stuff. And then I went to college, and one of my friends invited me to be in a band in Minneapolis that was all, you know, plugged in. And I had bought my first amp and my first electric guitar. And so I agreed that after I graduated, I would move out to Minneapolis and be in that band. And with that band, I moved out to L.A. Things didn't work out with that band, and I still wanted to play music, so I decided that I would just do it all myself. And so I started writing songs and playing all the instruments and just trying to put together a good recording that would entice other people to want to be a part of it.
Sure.
And it did, you know, it enticed Albert to want to be a part of it, and I think he's a great drummer, so it's been fun. I mean, music is just, I think, both of our passion, and honestly, I don't even know what else I would do with my life if I wasn't playing.
Spoken like a true musician. And Albert, were you coming from another band or something like that when you came across Shola?
Yeah, I was playing with a band for a few months, the new band that just started out, met them on Craigslist, and the direction really wasn't what I was into. I was trying to give it a little time, but I just wasn't feeling it. It was a Wednesday, I told him I'm leaving. Immediately I went home, went on Craigslist, a million bands looking for drummers. I heard some bands I couldn't, yeah, didn't really like. But then I linked onto the Divisible site, and I heard the first song, Fire in a Hospital. And once I heard the first verse, once I heard Shola sing, I knew that I had to be with them. So 2 days later, I went in for an audition. I learned the 4 songs in 2 days, played it for them. And, you know, the rest is history, basically.
And now you are them.
Yeah,
you're so. You're Divisible divided by two.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why don't we go into a song?
Cool.
And we'll chat some more after that.
Okay.
You're listening to Divisible on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
Calling from L.A., I'm minding me. Nothing like it was, wish you could see. I'm bigger now, faster now, better now. Gonna come a day, I'll make you proud. Gonna find a way to break us out. I'm smarter now, I'm sharper now, still you say. You were the first one to leave, you'll be the last one to see. You were the first one to leave, but there is no way you can be better than you are. Oh, first one to leave, but there's no way you can for something better. Everybody wants, everybody craves, everybody believes in better. Well, come home and tell the family I'm doing fine. Don't say that I'm tired, don't say that I'm lonely now, sicker now, failing now. And distance makes the heart grow weak. Every mile an attack. Now desire is my disease, and I just can't last. When you swore you'd wait for me, never thought I'd come back with my tail between my knees. I was the first one to leave. I was the last one to see. Everything hurts when you leave, and there's no way I could be better than you are. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Wow, that sounded great. Aww, that sounded great. Actually, this is the first time that I've had any kind of live drumming in the studio.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. So, because... this is we use the word studio lightly. It's, you know, it's a secret. Nobody knows about it.
It's and, a very cool studio, though, I have to say.
But, you know, we have to be respectful of the neighbors. But, I mean, this works, of course, because we're not talking about pounding on the bass or anything. But it's such a great sound. And it actually made me think about, there's an electronic element to some of your songs as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, your style of drumming is very, very clean and rhythmic. And I was just thinking, are you both behind? Just talk a little bit about the electronic side of it and like how that affects the percussive elements of your song.
Well, one thing I want to say about Albert that I didn't know but I found out recently is that in his first band, I think, he was the percussionist and there was another drummer, right? And that's why he's so good at this.
Ah.
Thanks to you, I found that out.
My first band in college, I was basically, I had bongos, congas, rototoms, timbales. I was the guy, I was just there jumping around, making a lot of noise. And there was a drummer just basically keeping the beat. So I was able to basically solo all the time. And and then it stems from my
guys.
Marching band experience too in high school. So,
were you in marching band?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not so loud.
It's all come out.
Wow. The truth comes out.
Oh boy.
This is international too. We have listeners all over the world. You're in big trouble now.
You can edit that out, right? And as far as the electronic elements go, I just think that stuff's really fun. I mean, I'm sure you do too, you know?
Sure.
Like programming all the drums, like we work in Logic, and so right now we're using just the drum sounds that they have in there. We haven't gotten into actually making our own drum sounds or sampling our own. But the stuff in Logic is just really fun. They have all kinds of different instruments, and just playing, it's like toys, you know? You just put them together, all the different building blocks and cool patterns and stuff. It's really fun.
See, I've always wondered about a band that has a live drummer as well as electronic elements, you know, do you get jealous of the drum machine sometimes? You think, oh, I can do that. There's no reason to program that.
You have to learn to, you know, play together and be friends. Not get upset or jealous that it keeps perfect time, you know. But, yeah, I just see it as a way to expand the sound. I invite it. I actually enjoy playing along to it sometimes. And just overall it makes the sound that much more interesting and different, so I welcome it. I like it.
Cool. So Shola, do you have in terms of vocalism, do you have training in that department, or are you modeling yourself after other vocalists that you've heard?
No, I took like a couple lessons a long time ago, just because after I left my first band, I hadn't really sung in that band. I had done some backups, and I realized that I didn't really know anything about the actual craft of singing, and I had sung in college, and like I said, I had played some folk shows and stuff, but, you know, once you plug in, it's kind of a different animal, I think. And so, you know, I took a couple classes just to learn really what my voice was. And then after that, you know, just over the last couple years, I haven't modeled myself after anybody because I don't think that works if anyone tries to do that. So, you know, it's just been a real process of self-discovery, I guess, just listening to recordings of my voice and going, okay, that sounds good, and that doesn't really sound so good, and taking the stuff that sounds good and putting it all together, hopefully, into one cohesive sound, you know. I really don't know. We haven't gotten a lot of people saying, oh, you sound like this, you sound like that, you know. I think
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I hope that's a good thing. But I'm curious to know, you know, I guess at some point people will start, you know, writing articles and saying, oh, well, they sound just like so-and-so, and it'll be interesting to hear who they think we're, you know, modeling ourselves after, I guess, because really there's no one.
I noticed on the MySpace music pages, you know, they make you choose three genres that you fit into.
Ooh.
And yours is, you don't even know, do you?
I have no
yours
idea.
Is, MySpace.com/divisible. It's if I can call it, alternative indie power pop.
Oh my God, did we put power pop on
yeah.
there?
Yeah. And I just wanted to know, do you guys, I mean, because I don't know, what is power pop?
Well, I guess, you know, I don't.
I'm not saying you guys are power pop.
Right, no, I definitely don't think we're power pop.
Yeah, we have to change that.
But, you know, bands like Jellyfish and Jason Faulkner, I don't know if you're familiar with them at all, but that to me is current power pop, you know, like based on the Beatles and just like kind of happy and hooky.
I see.
And although very few of our songs are happy, we try to make them hooky.
But at least they're hooky.
Yeah, I mean, we both love, especially Albert, we love the Beatles, you know, I mean, everybody does who loves music, you know. And so I guess that's the power pop element.
Yeah, I'll ask anybody like what their major influence is, and they'll say the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're doing
I know,
like
it doesn't even
hardcore
mean
experimental
anymore.
Or yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. Like you're a gangster rapper.
Yeah, polka, that's great. Cool. Well, you guys want to go right into another song?
Oh yeah, the waltz.
All right.
Once again, you're listening to Divisible on Is Good on killradio.org. And if you want to instant message us, ask us any questions, sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. The handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station.
Hush up, I know you can't afford all I run. When you're gone and I'm alone, the waiting's all I do. Hush, you wait. from you.
I disagree. I think all your songs are really happy.
I know this one girl came up to me. Oh, sorry. One girl came up to me after a show recently and was like, "Wow, you must have really been hurt. That's what you got from our set. My God." And the funny thing is, actually, most of my songs aren't even about like ex-boyfriends or men. You know, they're usually about other relationships with people. So. But people will take away what they do, and that's good. I like that people get different stuff from it, you know?
But is that really the foundation of your writing, though? Is it about relationships? Is it about human contact?
Despite the fact that we are so in love with our laptops right now, most of my songs are actually about humans. Just trying to explore relationships and, you know, the kinds of things that I think I'm still trying to learn about how to make relationships work, not only with, you know, lovers, but with, you know, your family or friends or, you know, just people that you respect and admire. So, yeah.
Cool. Where's Divisible come from? What's the name all about?
In one incarnation of Divisible, my friend Vic was playing with us. He was playing bass and singing. And he and I are both mixed. He's half Asian and I'm half black. And so the band name before that was Vapid. And every time we would say that to somebody, they'd be like, "What? What? Rapid? What?" Yeah, right? This is all news to Albert. So after getting sick of, you know, people saying that, and also, you know, we thought maybe it was time for a name change just because the band, as it started out, had changed a lot to the point where it was Divisible. You know, Vapid was different from Divisible is what I guess I'm trying to say. And so we were trying to think of a name. It just seemed appropriate that we picked something that reflected the fact that, you know, we both had something significant in common, which is, you know, trying to kind of straddle these two worlds in a way. Not that mm-hmm. it's so dramatic, you know, but it seemed fitting.
Well, and I'm sure in more ways than you know, it probably affects, you know, your draw to music and writing. And
yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, right now I'm actually working on a set of songs that are about, Albert doesn't know this yet either, I think, but about two characters, one of which is a muse, and the other one is a Nigerian god. And so, you know, being half Nigerian, it was interesting to try and, like, do the research for that character, and find out things about, you know, my quote-unquote culture that I had really never known, you know? I don't really relate to that culture, per se. Like, I don't speak Yoruba, and I don't, you know, I've only been there one time. But it's interesting, nonetheless, you know, it's a part of me, and so it's interesting to find out more about it.
Sure. And Albert's thinking, am I the muse?
Is it me? Albert is my muse.
Well, that's cool. Your friend...
And
Chris
Albert,
Frenzen, oh, just instant messaged
Chris.
Us.
Aww.
Says, "Hey, Schulzies, you guys give good birthday shout-outs. You guys sound great today. Keep it up."
Aw, thanks, nice. Chris. How you doing? He just wants to be on the radio.
Yeah. No, but I think that's good advice. Keep it up. You guys have another song?
Yeah, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, Lovers.
Okay. You're listening to Divisible on Is Good with John Hirschfield, killradio.org.
And put it down.
Okay, so where can people get this music?
Well, we're working on our EP right now. Go ahead, I'm going to drink some water.
Finishing up the vocals. We have one more song to record. Then we have to, you know, mix, master. So we're hoping by March to have a product, an EP, like, EP ready to hand out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably start off with probably going to record 5 songs, but beginning, give out like a 3-song, like
a preview,
and then just give that out at shows and whatnot. And then after that, we'll have the full 5-song ready to sell. But we're hoping by March to have some product to give out.
And you're going to look to, once you have the EP finished, are you going to look to distribute it on an independent label or just by word of mouth or put it up on iTunes or something?
Yeah, we haven't thought about that.
Haven't gotten that far yet?
Yeah, but yeah, that's probably the goal. To get it out there somehow.
Yeah, I mean, whatever vehicle we can use to get it, to get it out to the world. You know, I mean, we're definitely going to put it on our website for people to stream. And, you know, if an independent label wanted to put it out and get it into a bunch of stores for us, more power to them.
No, we don't like the attention. We're very secretive. Actually, you have gotten some attention from some people already. I was reading on your bio on your website, divisiblemusic.com. Mm-hmm. There's some magazine that wrote you up pretty well.
Filter and, magazine included us in their... demos of picks of the week, that's what it's called. And that was when we had done our very first demo, which was, you know, like I think a year and a half ago. And we're not even, you know, one of the songs that was on there was Fire in a Hospital. That's the only song of those three that we're even still playing. But yeah, they liked it and they put it on there, which was nice.
Cool. And what was the thing with ABC?
That didn't pan out, but one of my friends was trying to get, I think also Fire in a Hospital was trying to get that placed on a show that he was writing. It was that Kelly Osbourne show. What's the name of that show?
Being Kelly? I have no idea.
Being Bobby Brown? That's a great show, by the way.
I've seen a couple of those episodes. Whitney Houston is kind of interesting.
Amazing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was looking at the links on your website. You got a lot of really cool links. You guys seem vaguely political to me.
Yeah, which is why I love this studio.
Yeah. So you've come to a total coincidence that you've ended up at this nonprofit, anti-corporate, left-leaning.
I know, when you walk in and it has mission accomplished, crossed out to nothing accomplished, I'm like, I'm home.
That's how I felt when I first came in here. It's totally true. I had no idea what I was getting into. I'm like, found these people on the internet. I thought maybe it was like a weird cult or something. And then I was like, oh, yes, it is a weird cult.
Yeah. They're called Democrats.
Yeah. I've heard of them, but I haven't seen them actually do anything. Yes.
I've heard bad stories about them. I like to think that I'm political. I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of NPR and, you know, I care about politics. I never ended up really writing the political songs that I wanted to write, but, you know, some of the links on our website are political, and then also I'm vegan, so I think we have, like, PETA.com on there. And, you know, Albert got a lot of those, too. I think he cares. I'll let him talk about his political leanings, but I'm definitely... I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm very anti-Bush, very pro-animals.
See, why shouldn't you say it?
I don't know. I don't want to, you know... get in any trouble here.
Flag burner. Why do you love the terrorists? That's what I want to know.
I know. If you're not with us, you're against us. You're the terrorists. I'm just hoping that the Democrats can figure out something good for 2008. Like, right now, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't think they're dumb enough to put Hillary up, but it'd be so awesome if she was vice president.
Yeah.
Except that the president would for sure get shot. Like, no doubt some crazy feminist would kill him, which would be awesome, you know? I say right on.
Yeah, down that road.
You would shoot him?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Albert, seriously, would you shoot the president?
Right now, like, the FBI alarms are going off. Like, they're going to storm in here.
I just love watching my file grow. That's I tend my FBI seriously. File like a little garden. Actually, I was watching Bush yesterday. He was talking about Alito. You know, if you hate rights, you'll love Alito.
Oh,
and he was reading testimonials from his former law office clerks.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, so-and-so, who's a clerk, who describes himself as left-leaning, says, I worked for Alito for 8 years, and I still have no idea what he believes in. And this is, like, a good thing, you know?
Yeah, that's positive.
He'll make a perfect judge, because he's got to be an android or something.
We're so doomed. I was driving yesterday, yeah, listening to all this stuff, and I was thinking, my God, we're doomed. Like, it's so permanent when these judges get appointed. And you think, like, oh, well, if someone does something wrong, I mean, that's what America's founded on, is if someone does something wrong to you, you can go to somebody, i.e. the court, and get it righted, you know? But now, like, who's going to write these things, you know?
The emphasis seems definitely on protecting the administration more than on protecting the Bill of Rights. I
think it's really bad.
Becoming abundantly clear.
I remember when I was in school, I was in school in Boston in 2000, and I remember one of my friends, who was also a black girl, her mom apparently called her when the election results came in and was like, it's all over. We have to leave America. Like, we're doomed. And she was like, I think my mom's serious. Like, I think she's really going to move. And yeah, and then it happened four more. I just, like, when I think about, you know, the majority of my life so far really is Bush, you know? I mean, not the majority, but my adult life is all Bush being president.
No, but I think that's a good point, actually, because I was thinking about my generation. This is all the idea that, you know, things like at a time when people didn't have civil rights, that seems like a very, very long time ago for us, because we weren't alive yet.
Right.
And so when we hear these things about, oh, they could overturn Roe v. Wade, or they could do this, they could do that, and you just kind of, you know, you care, but there's also this part of you that's like, didn't I see that in a movie or something?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That can't really be true. But the generation before us, they're really, really upset. It's so funny watching my own parents go from armchair liberals to, like, you know, marching on the streets of Washington.
That's awesome.
You know, terrified. And, like, they're sending me my mom sends me all these emails, you know, like, conspiracy theories that even I think are, like, too far to the left, you know?
That's great.
So, good times with that. Well, assuming that the apocalypse isn't nigh, what are your plans for playing live?
Oh, we have a show tomorrow, actually, being DJ'd by the wonderful DJ John Hirschfield. Do you know him?
Oh, you can hear me blush over the radio.
We're playing at the Lava Lounge tomorrow night, Friday. We're on at 9 o'clock, and we're playing with an eclectic group of bands, so it should be an interesting night. So everybody come out!
Yes. And do you guys play out live a lot?
Well, we tried for a while. We were trying to play out every other week just to get it's good experience. I mean, you can only play so much in your rehearsal space, but getting out, getting your music out, getting comfortable on stage, just doing that. So we have been playing maybe once or twice a month, but after this gig, we're just going to try to concentrate on the EP and get that out, because it's been like burning in our hands, you know, for a few months now. So after this gig, probably not for a while, I think, maybe a month or so, but yeah.
What are some of your best and worst experiences playing live?
Oh God, I know my worst.
Everybody knows their worst immediately.
I know her worst.
You were there?
Kind of my worst.
Oh, it's so bad. I won't even say that. Let's just say the best.
No, fess up. I want to hear it.
It's so embarrassing. That's why I don't want to say it. We played... Oh, you were there!
You were there.
Yeah, we played a show and...
That was your worst? That wasn't so bad.
Oh, it just felt awful. I mean, it fixed itself, you know, but... Oh, for those that don't know, what happened was... I never break a string live, so we were playing our last show of the year.
Oh, and she always brings a backup guitar.
And I always bring a backup guitar. And I was like, oh, I never break a string. And for sure the band after us will have a guitar if something happens and they'll let me just borrow theirs. Well,
even though it's electro night.
I didn't know it's electro night. Yeah, of course the band after us is a keyboard only band. Yeah, like,
that didn't help. Right?
And so my string breaks. And After the first song. Mm. And it just, you know, you could hear, like, the wheel just grinding to a halt and everyone in the place.
And I was thinking,
was like,
something sounded funny. We stopped the first song. She turns to me and says, I broke my string. I'm like, okay. She's like, no, you don't understand. I don't have my other guitar and I don't have any strings. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, it was bad. Luckily, the band that was after the keyboard band, who's actually playing with us again tomorrow night, had a guitar for me. And so... It didn't take too long. We kind of
that was Jean-Paul Yamamoto.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And so we were able to play the rest of our set and pull it off. But for a moment, it was just like this horrible, gut-wrenching, like, how could I be so dumb, you know? Now I bring string, like, two extra packs of strings, extra guitar, like, check who's playing after
I picture
us.
You coming in with, like, a guitar case and then, like, a suitcase. And what's that? Oh, those are my extra strings.
Yeah, seriously. What's your worst?
With the visible?
Or ever. He's just a star. He doesn't mess up.
I can't think of one, really.
Well, there was that time I got shot, but actually that was a pretty good set, so.
The best, actually, for us, well, for me, was last weekend we played a show at this place called Brennan's. I guess they
Maria
have turtle races
there. Oh, yeah, Wednesday
Oh,
nights.
I've been there,
yeah. Which I don't know if I agree with these turtle races. I guess the girls have to, they pick hot girls from the crowd.
Right.
And they have to, like, put the turtles in the ring, but they're not allowed to bend their legs.
It's kind of
like what's up with that? It's so rude and sexist.
I didn't
sexist.
Hear about that. Nice.
Oh, I heard about it.
I wonder about it, like, you know.
Now
is
everyone's
that,
gonna go there.
I know.
Everyone's like,
it's like,
where's this
it's
again?
Like vaguely PC midget bowling or something, you know. It's just like such a strange thing to have.
It's so bad. But we played there on Saturday, and it was great. You know, everyone in the audience was really positive afterwards, and people just kept saying it was our best show ever, and, you know, the sound was great, it felt great on stage, and then afterwards, we got paid!
Wow!
Yes.
What's that like?
I know,
yeah, exactly.
It's like the cherry.
Did you go out and buy a whole bunch of strings?
Exactly.
Speaking of strings, though, you can't tell today, but you use quite a bit of distortion in some of your live acts.
Yeah, I like distortion.
She has a lot going on down there in her, by her feet.
I know, I have a lot, it's weird, people always will be like, whoa, when I bring in my gear, you know, like they've never seen some, I'm like, what about the edge, you know, mm-hmm. like that's whoa.
Yeah, but it is a little bit different, though, to, especially with a female vocalist, to see you bust out with, you know, what you're anticipating to be something light and folky, and then there's actually a heaviness to it that complements the lyrics, I think. So.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So, you guys have another song?
Yeah. This one we're going to do to the tracks, and I was going to...
Oh, okay, great. So we're going to... I tried this once before, and it worked out when I had Telegenetic on. So hopefully it'll work again. We're going to play a recorded track from CD, and Shola is going to do us the honor of singing along to it. So wish us luck. You're listening to Divisible on Is Good on killradio.org. Here goes. So that was live vocals of a recorded track. That sounded great. What's the name of that song?
Right now it's called Running, Running.
Running, Running. Cool. So, tell me this. What does success mean for Divisible? I mean, you know, I don't know. You guys see yourselves on MTV or is it strictly indie?
For me, success, what I've always envisioned that, based on reality, is just being able to play music and not have to work. I want to be able to just record, tour, and not really have to worry about anything else. If I can do that or achieve that, then to me, that's success. I don't need to be, you know, I don't need to be YouTube. It would be nice to tour the world, but I don't need to be this.
Oh, we'll tour the world.
Oh, yeah. There's some things worth seeing. They won't be around for very much longer.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't need to be the super band, you know, but just be able to record, play the music we want to play, and be able to survive and live comfortably like that is, to me, success.
Okay. I guess I would just add to it for myself. You know, I remember when I was first getting into music, like I said, I was into all these girl bands, and I remember we'd, like, line up and camp out to go get Ani DeFranco tickets and, like, you know, be the first ones at the club and stuff. And I just remember, you know, I met Tori at, like, one of the first concerts I ever went to. I won Tori tickets on a radio station.
Oh, cool.
And it was, like, just the best concert experience ever, and I met her afterwards. And to me, that was like meeting, you know, Jesus himself, you know, Jesus herself, I guess. But I guess to me what would be successful is if, you know, if I could have that kind of impact on other people, but especially other girls. You know, I always think that it's important that women should have a voice. You know, I think a lot, I mean, if you turn on K-Rock, you know, what do they play, like three girl bands on there ever? Mm-hmm. So, I think it's really important for women to get back into it, and really I'd like to inspire other women to start playing music and using distortion. And so I think for me I'd be successful if I was achieving that.
Does that feel like a challenge right now? When just coming into the scene, like getting gigs and stuff like that?
Yeah, it does. We actually, you know, it's funny, because of MySpace, things are so much easier just communicating with people, and we have already, you know, a girl on MySpace who has been writing us and just saying, you know, that she's a huge fan of Divisible and she lives in Illinois. And,
oh, cool.
And, you know, it's really awesome, and I think, you know, that's the start, you know. So, yeah, it's challenging, but even, you know, as new as we are, we're already seeing some success in that sense, you know. So that's kind of what makes me able to keep doing this is, you know, that you do see progress, you know.
Sure.
So,
Just a reminder to anyone who's listening now, if you like what you hear, tell all your friends that they can download it later. Come back to killradio.org this evening, probably, and there will be a link so you can download this entire interview, including the live performances, which have really been exceptional.
Can we give people a phone number? Because I just found out that you can call in.
Yeah, of course. You can call in anytime. If anybody wants to call right now and talk to us, the number is 213-252-0998.
Woohoo!
Yes. And of course, you can instant message us. Kill Radio Station is our handle on AOL Instant Messenger. We have just a few minutes left. Do you want to play another live track?
Well, we have one live and one recorded. Do we have time for both?
I believe we do. If I would just shut up, I think we could get this done.
All right, then zip it.
All right. You're listening to Divisible on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
He was an only child with a mountain of hurt. He had a wound inside, but the doctor sewed it up. And you better decide if you believe in this stuff. And you better be right, 'cause it's a story of love. I need you to come and save me now. Wrap heaven around me like you used to. When I knew you and you'd say la 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 la, what does it even take? La 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 la, what does it even take? La,
you know, I was just thinking, you guys could actually do two different kinds of shows that would both do really well. You could do your full shows, and you could also do these acoustic things. I don't know if do you ever use the bongos in in your live sets?
No, I thought about using it.
It's a pretty full sound just with the guitar and the, and the bongos.
Well, we're thinking about we're planning a tour in April to go out through California, and then eventually, you know, the country, but we're thinking it might be cool to also have, you know, play coffee houses like during the day or
For like smaller gigs.
It's a good way to promote, you know, playing tonight at this so-and-so, and just to, you know, get, I think it's also a cool way to get closer to the audience, and they can, you know, it's a different feeling when you're playing like this, you know, you feel more personal and kind of connect better, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, my last guest on the show was a band called Firebug, and they do they, that's why I thought of it, because they do that as well. They just have they have their regular shows, and then they have what they call Unbugged, which is
that's cute.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, we listened to that show. It's cool.
Cool. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, you should give it a shot. Well, we're pretty much out of time. Thank you guys for coming in.
We want to say thank you.
Yes.
Oh
thank
no,
you.
It's Hershfield, my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
And to killradio.org for having us.
And we'll all be together. Please come down and join us at Lava Lounge tomorrow night. Doors I think are at 8:30, and it's $5 to get in. And Lava Lounge is 1533 North La Brea in Hollywood. And we'll leave you with another recorded track by my guest on Is Good. On killradio.org, Divisible. Thanks for listening.